This is Ozarks at Large. During the past few months, we've had an ongoing series which highlights books from the past that try to explore what it means to call Arkansas home. This series is about uncovering or rediscovering some books that can shed light on the complexities of our own state and the lives of the people who create it. Meredith Martin Moats has the latest installment in our series.
Created in 1965, the VISTA program was part of President Johnson's War on Poverty and the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964. This national legislation sought to provide lasting and locally based solutions to struggling communities. Marvin Schwartz's 1988 publication, In Service to America, A History of VISTA in Arkansas, 1965 to 1985, is an in-depth look at the difficulties, successes, and lasting legacy of the diversity of VISTA programs throughout the state. Drawing from interviews with VISTA workers from Fayetteville to Marianna, the book explores what Bill Clinton calls in the preface, quote, an ingenious concept which taught us about the importance and power of people building from within, end quote. Depending on where you stood on the issues, the early VISTA programs were welcomed in impoverished communities or were quickly driven out by the wealthier citizens. Even today, these initiatives read as some of the most radical to ever take place in the state. Operating much like a domestic version of the Peace Corps, volunteers in the VISTA program received a subsistence wage and lived in economically poor areas where they worked in partnership with community members to generate economic initiatives and aid residents in gaining access to health care, housing, and adequate food. Writing in the introduction, author Marvin Schwartz explains, quote, this was part of the plan, to have the anti-poverty change agents on the same economic level as the people being served, living among them and seeing the world from their perspective, end quote. VISTA's worked throughout the South, but Arkansas in particular is known for its highly successful VISTA programs, including the Lee County Cooperative Medical Clinic in Marianna, which remains an active organization in East Arkansas. The Arkansas River Valley Area Council, known locally as ARVAC, is a community action agency based in Dardanelle, and until 1986 was the nation's oldest VISTA sponsor. ARVAC is perhaps best known for the creation of the Rural Folk Crafts Co-op. In operation until the early 1990s, this Ozark-centered collective encompassed a network of rural quilters, white oak basket makers, seamstresses, and other artisans who sold their traditional wares to earn a living for their families. One of the strengths of Schwartz's book is the way in which he hones in on the particulars of each region. Take, for example, his profile of ARVAC. Still in existence, ARVAC is often held up as an example of VISTA program's long-term success. In 1960, when the program began, approximately 40% of the population in the River Valley was living below the poverty line. Illiteracy, inadequate housing, disease, and unemployment were rampant. As a VISTA organization, ARVAC formed programs such as the Housing Development Corporation, an organization utilizing the rural tradition of barn raising to help low-income families secure homes, and Counseling Associates, formerly known as the Community Mental Health Program. Each of these programs were nurtured under the ARVAC banner, but eventually became self-sufficient, a key goal of the VISTA program. In discussing the intricacies of each region, Schwartz uncovers the stories of individual volunteers, like Myrtle Kress, who worked in rural Ola, and Betty Burnett, who organized a housing co-op in Dardanelle. While some of the initiatives may sound familiar to Arkansans today, others never came to fruition. They were temporary, often deemed too controversial, and collapsed under pressure and lack of resources. In 1969, for example, three groups in the Mississippi County towns of Birdsong, Burdett, and Osceola came together to create the United People's Cooperative. They sought to attack the problems of poverty and succeeded in creating buying clubs and purchased acres of land for cultivation. The co-op lasted for 5 years before being squelched by members of the white business community. In the early days, VISTA brought in volunteers from around the nation. Throughout the book, these former volunteers referred to their early perspectives as naive at best. In many cases, the volunteers came from California or cities in the Northeast and had little understanding of the complexities of poverty in Arkansas and the layers of racism that existed. In the later years, the VISTA organization became more focused on long-term, locally-based volunteers who shared the radical approach of the national volunteers but had deep ties to the community. In the best of situations, outside and local volunteers could work together. Local volunteer Melvin Brown explained it this way, quote, the national volunteers had the know-how. I knew where people were. I could tell them in which yard the dog would bite and in which yard the dog would just look at you, end quote. In many cases, the presence of VISTA volunteers in communities led to huge controversy, such as the Bradley County Community Action Cooperative, where on New Year's Eve in 1968, four national white volunteers were arrested by city police for having African-American guests in their home, where a dance was taking place. It was the first integrated party in the county, Schwartz explains, and the volunteers were arrested for, quote, race mixing. In later years, the number of African-American volunteers increased, and Schwartz's book includes interviews with Ollie Neal, who helped the Lee Cooperative Medical Clinic blossom, and Bobby Morgan of Fayetteville, who shared stories of his time in the Tin Cup community. The book isn't some kind of feel-good narrative of regional solutions to poverty. Rather, it's a book that explores the complexity of some of the state's earliest organizing initiatives, and, in so doing, wrestles with that never-ending question of how fundamental change occurs. From the inside, the outside, or an inspired and long-term wedding of the two? It's sobering, these explorations of initiatives that were often targeted as, quote, socialist experiments and quickly run out of town. But there's long-term success stories, too. Perhaps what's most valuable about the book for the modern reader is the window it offers into Arkansas history and how anti-poverty workers approach the problems that, in many cases, still plague our state today. This 1988 publication, In Service to America, provides us with much to consider, especially for community workers developing strategies to address the needs of the present day and plan for a stronger and more collective future. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.
Meredith Martin-Motes is a regular contributor to Ozarks at Large, and she's director of the McElroy House, an organization for cultural resources and community action. And you can read her work at her blog, boileddownjuice.com.